You're listening to SBS News.
Alleged details of a New South Wales Labor investigation into inappropriate behaviour in Emma Hussar's office were published by BuzzFeed News. On Twitter, Ms Hussar says the claims are absolute lies aimed at ruining her career. Ms Hussar has also accused a former staffer and his father of fabricating the claims, saying they would stop at nothing to destroy her. Jason Clare, the MP named in a leaked letter from the internal Labor investigation to Ms Hussar, says the allegation the Western Sydney MP flashed him in his office was categorically untrue. The Prime Minister is calling on Mr Shorten to outline what he knows about the investigation and when he became aware of it.
There are very serious allegations there of financial misappropriation of money and other allegations of harassment and bullying. Mr Shorten has got to be upfront and now and tell us exactly when he or anyone in his office knew about this, when they knew it, and what did they do about it.
Mr Shorten's office says he was first told of the investigation on July the 18th. Senior Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese says commenting on the matter while there is an independent investigation taking place is not fair either to Emma Hussar or to the people who have made complaints about her. Meanwhile, Labor Senator and former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally has told the ABC Labor has a thorough investigation process at work.
It is thoroughly going through these complaints. It is taking statements from the complainants. It is testing them and putting them to Ms. Hussar. That is appropriate. And you know what? I would contrast that with the approach taken by the Nationals and the Turnbull government when there were complaints and concerns raised about Barnaby Joyce and his use of entitlements in his office. The Labor Party is taking a thorough process here. I respect that. And I think we all should respect it, particularly if we are concerned that the complainants as well as Ms. Hussar have due process.
Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne is demanding Mr. Shorten personally intervene in the controversy.
I do think the situation with Emma Hussar, originally, of course, we were saying from the government that it needed to go through the proper investigative process, and Jack Whelan is doing that on behalf of the Labor Party. But the stories keep coming internally from within Labor, and unfortunately for Bill Shorten, he is the leader of the Labor Party, and I do think he needs to take personal responsibility for solving what has become a rolling crisis.
New South Wales Labor says continued public speculation about lawyer John Whelan's investigation is a significant concern and is causing some delay. Labor expects Mr. Whelan to provide a briefing about the investigation in coming weeks. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.